Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and good evening all, or even good day all, wherever you're listening. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And today's show, I've got an amazing guest lined up here for you today. This guest has been on before, and I must say, absolutely wonderful and a pleasure to bring Sarah back to us. Sarah, are you there with us?
Yes, Mike, I am. Now, thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is all mine. As I said, you know, it's a pleasure to have you back. And, you know, I know I'm looking forward to working with you on this show because, well, you know, you're an amazing medium to say that at the least, you know?
Thank you so very much.
Well, Sarah, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been up to since the last time we spoke?
Absolutely. And Mike, first of all, I want to thank you for being a part of our big gratitude show that we did over the Thanksgiving break. It was such a wonderful thing to have you as my guest and to be a part of our gratitude family. That was such an honor. Since then, that's really when you and I last spoke.
It was, yeah.
Since then, I have been, building up our healing center here at the Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. And as you know, we have the center here, which is a storefront where people can buy product, but also they have the opportunity to sit with me in person for a spiritual session. We have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with individuals and guide them. And the Healing Center, we've opened up to guest appearances for guest teachers and spiritualists to spend time with people besides myself. So that's an opportunity for you, Mike, to perhaps join us one day.
Well, actually, Sarah, saying that, that's quite bizarre you saying that, because later on in the show I was going to make an announcement. And I suppose that, maybe now is the best time, now you've said that, because I've actually got scheduled into my diary in September to come over to joining you lot, coming to join you in the in America. So that's all booked in.
What?
I haven't confirmed the date just yet, but what I was going to say, and I may say a little bit later on in the show as well, you know, because America is such a big place, I've never been to America, and you know it's a lifelong dream of mine to work out in America. What I was going to suggest, if people want to email me where they are and they want to see me, people can email me the state of where you want me to come to, and you can email me at mike@mikespirit.fm. So yeah, so you know, drop us an email, let us know where you want us to appear. And we'll do our very best in September this year to come along. That's mike@mikespirit.fm. So I look forward to reading your emails. So that's
great,
quite bizarre, isn't it, Sarah, that you were saying that?
Well, no, Spirit knows exactly what Spirit is doing. And the interesting thing is that what we can do as mediums and spiritual people, all of us actually, all spiritual beings, whether you are a professed medium or just someone who's getting more in tune with spirit, is follow the guidelines. And so a bizarre, no, it actually tells me that you, as you know, are so well tuned in that you're following the lead, the guidance that spirit is giving you, so that you can make your trip to the Americas and make an impact here in this country as well as you do in the UK. And so I really hope that South Florida will be on your list of places to go, because I know you'll have such a great welcoming of my clientele and all the individuals who come and frequent this center. So consider South Florida one of your stomping grounds.
Okay, well, we will we'll definitely add that into one of the places to visit, definitely, and maybe put a show on together. And actually, Sarah, we wanted to chat to you a little bit later, or maybe after the show, on that, because maybe we could have a little get together later on about this.
That sounds great. That's perfect.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you've been building up this healing center. Tell me more about this healing center.
The Healing Center is, it actually was a room that we were using more for office type work, and we decided that we were doing so much in the storefront, because the store itself is quite big. The premises is about 2,100 square feet, so we had quite a bit of product that I hand make, and I do have a reading room, and I have a place where I make the product here, and we would have an area where we would have classes. And I thought, well, how wonderful if we could have some private healing, emissary healing, Reiki healing, Theta healing, crystal bed healing from John of God, which is actually what we just had here, a healing session by a gentleman called Calvin Cates. And Calvin is someone who practices the energy from John of God. And that's in the Casa in Brazil, where miracles truly happen. So we thought, well, rather than do all of that in the front of the store, why not have some of that done in this wonderful room, so that people can have some privacy and really have a session with not a classroom formal room. So we went ahead and we put together this room with Archangel Metatron artwork, Archangel Raphael artwork. We also have a Holy Spirit mural, which is amazing, and a chakra mural. So with all this artwork there, the energy tone has been set. And it's a nicely sized room where someone can come and have any healing modality that's either offered by myself or a guest individual who's featuring their talents and their gifts to the world. And that's what the room is all about.
Absolutely amazing. You know, and it sounds wonderful that you have all the artwork there and everything. So it's obviously creating an atmosphere, isn't it, for the spirit to come through and make a connection. And obviously, you know, to do what you're set out to do is to bring the healing forward.
Right. And we don't have the pictures of the Healing Center online just yet, but the artwork in the store was done by a magnificent artist. And her talent is really from the Ascended Masters and the Angels. And the reason why I say that is I'm able to tell her, this is what I see in my mind's eye. It kind of looks something like this. And I just direct her just a little bit. And then I'll say, add this or add this. And she recreates exactly what Spirit is giving me. So my whole store is filled with amazing artwork from all walks of life to represent all cultures and a concept of coexisting. And this artwork has pictures from angels to Buddha, to the meditation Buddha, to Ganesh, to all of the Ascended Masters, Ascended Master Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, symbols that represent different cultures. It's all here at the center, and someone is able to see most of the artwork if they go to the ExpeditoEnlightenmentCenter.com, ExpeditoEnlightenmentCenter.com, EnlightenmentCenter.com, or of course, if you go to Sarah Spiritual, there will be a link so that you can pop over. And it's a complete online store that reflects only a fraction of the products that we have here. And I'll say about 85% of the products in-house I make.
Absolutely wonderful. You know, and it's surprising how we progress, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And the journey, as I know your journey, has been quite amazing. The journey is amazing because they often find a way, Spirit, to put us in the right place and connect us with the right people. I know that someone who works with you actually connected me to you. And that's how we became friends, and we connected here on your show and consequently my show. So it's really amazing how the universe orchestrates everything for us.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and you know, as I was saying, that, you know, it's the power of the spirit, isn't it, bringing us all together. And I believe that that's the main thing, and you know, that's the wonderful thing of spirit and spiritualism, that we can all come together as one. And you know, even though that you're on the other side of the world, you know, we can still work together and share these ideas, isn't it? It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask you, though, because I know I'm looking in the chat room, and it is, you're causing a bit of a stir, really, in my chat room, I got to be honest. People want to know your web page. So do you want to give out your website details right now?
Sure. They can reach me at sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And they can always find me on Facebook on Sarah Spiritual as well. And the amazing thing about websites is that it allows people to find us when we least expect it. But when I ask people, how did you come to meet the store or myself, yes, a lot of people will find us from the internet. But most often, my greatest connection with people is through referrals. Because I'm blessed to be able to read one person in a family, and next thing I know, I'm actually even reading their children. And we do children's classes here, too. So word of mouth is the greatest gift anyone could ever bless us with, because that really builds a sense of family and connection. And as you said earlier, we are all connected to the one, the same energetic force in the heavens.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I keep thinking, and you know, the first thing that keeps blowing my mind is how the spirit knows exactly what we've got planning. And you know, I'm still thinking of what we first said in the beginning of the show about I've got scheduled coming in. I've got scheduled in my diary to come over to the US. And you just said that, absolutely amazing. You know, I'm still thinking on that. My mind is going off somewhere else now, I've got to be honest. As a dead sailor, you know, we've had a few conversations in the past. And it does go off in different directions, got to be honest. But no, it's absolutely wonderful that we can come together and do this, isn't it? You know, and work as a team. It doesn't matter where we are. And I know I've met some wonderful people on the radio and on Facebook as well. And it's such a blessing to work for the spirit world. I know, Sarah, as well, that you have your own radio shows as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your stations that you host on?
Yes, I'd love to, Mike. Thank you. Every Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time, from 7 to 9 p.m. on WB as in boy, Z as in zebra, T as in Tom, that's WBZT, I host a show, Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And the purpose of the show is to raise the level of consciousness for all of the listeners. And I'm very blessed to have listeners from all across the United States of America listening in that show. And we have quite a bit of call-ins. Spirit will always pick a topic that I'm supposed to discuss with everyone, and each topic is designed to meet the needs of the people in the world. So it's a little bit of a almost like a entertainment of information, a connection with spirit, and then we interact with the callers. So even though spirit may pick a topic, we answer calls on any topic, but the topic is designed to almost teach those who maybe are going through something and they're compelled and they feel they need to listen that particular night. Often the topic, I get so many emails that the topic hit home with them. And then on Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, which that show has a lot of my international following, that is because it's a little easier for people outside of the U.S. to tune into that show. It is an internet-based radio station. And that is at W4CY. That's W4CY.com, and that's 4 p.m. every Monday. And this Monday, I actually have a guest who is very renowned in what he does, and his name is Keith Barnum. And he does a lot of making miracles happen in your life and having fun. So he really is a very gifted speaker and a gifted spiritualist. He's a shaman. He actually was blind at one time, and he regained his sight with the help of the Ascended Masters and Saint Germain. So a very interesting guest I have coming up on this Monday on W4CY at 4 p.m.
So well, I'm looking forward to tune in, into that. So I really am, because that sounds really interesting as well.
Yes, he's a fabulous guest. I've had him on several times, and that show lends itself, actually, Mike, for you and I to do a show together, perhaps in the near future, with that time slot, because I know it's not you're not quite tucked into bed by then, right?
not quite. But I'd love to come on the show with you and be a guest on there. Again, I'm looking in my chat room, and I've got another radio host. I'm actually going to be on this Saturday, and that's called Strange Days Indeed Radio, and that will be right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, I'm looking forward to coming on as many stations as possible to promote this this idea that we have in September. So, yeah, the more the merrier. Let's bring them on, Sarah, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And this April, I'm hosting a big celebration here that is open to the public, and I want to give recognition to the Expedito Enlightenment Center for helping many people. On April 14th, here in West Palm Beach, on Okeechobee Boulevard, here in South Florida, we're going to have it's a free event, and we have a prayer circle. And we also have food and music, and a radio station will be broadcasting live here at April 14th at 5:30 p.m. And the reason why I mention this, Mike, is that in September, at the end of September, I do a similar event for Archangel Michael. And that's often the last week of September. So in planning, we may want to see if we can time it that you're actually in town for that celebration, since April's a little too close and you don't have plans to be here for April.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, because I was thinking maybe, the ending of September. And the reason why I'm saying September, the ending of September, because it's my eldest daughter's 17th birthday in September, and that's right on the 22nd. And I'm in my mind, I've got the thought of as soon as her birthday's over and done with, then let's come out. So it'll be right at the end of September, coming into October. So that would be absolutely perfect, really, to tie it all in together.
Absolutely. And Archangel Michael will be very happy to receive you here. And we have the presence of all the Ascended Masters and the angels here. It's absolutely amazing. And because I know you're so connected to the other side, you are going to hear so many voices when you walk in your head through these doors. You're going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to need to tune into everybody first. Because you have a lot of people from the other side in here. We do. My messages come from those who have passed on. And they're actually my spirit guides that are giving me these messages that I'm so blessed to be able to share with the people who ask me questions, whether it's on air or whether they're on, here in the center. So it's such a wonderful thing.
Most definitely. Well, I'm really excited about this. I can't wait for September. But Sarah, let's get on with today's show, because I know that our phone lines are stacking up in front of us as we speak. I know my producer is probably pulling his hair out at the minute with all the lights flashing in front of him, which is, to be honest, between me and you, I enjoy that. To just to know that he's pulling his hair out because there's so many people online. This it makes me think you work hard with it, boy. And I know you'll pay me back for that a little bit later on, but I'm going to go to the phone lines. I know that we have Jude online here with us. Jude, are you there with us?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing there?
I'm fine, thanks. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Sarah. And Sarah, is it okay if you work with Jude here?
Yes, that sounds perfect. Thank you.
Okay, all over to you.
All right. Jude, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Right. Wonderful. Jude, let me ask you your birth date, please.
It's the 8th of March, 68.
All right. Well, Jude, I want to be one of the first people to wish you a happy birthday. That's coming soon. And what is your question for myself and for Spirit, Jude?
Right. Well, obviously, you can only give me what you get, but I was wondering if anything could come to do with work.
Okay, give me a moment.
Thank you.
Well, what Spirit is showing me is that in the past, the work that you've done, you haven't gotten the recognition and the promotion, the elevation that you have, you should get. And I'm seeing some type of change that's supposed to bring you, I'm going to say, better quality, higher paying work. I don't feel that you're doing your passion from what Spirit is showing me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. So you have to follow your passion. You need to identify your purpose here. There is a spiritual purpose that you need to be a little bit more in tune with, so that when you go to work day to day, because yes, Jude, we must exist in the world, Spirit wants you to be able to do something that brings you more joy. I see that some of the things you've done in the past, and are you looking for work now? Because I don't feel a joy with any activity at this moment. Is there work that you're looking for? Because you're supposed to be getting a higher promotion of some kind.
I am currently working, but like you said, it's not really, you know, in line with the training I've done.
So with the training that you've done, begin to put together, Spirit's showing me writing, so write a resume, put together some type of format, and while you're forming your resume, make a list of all the activities that you did for each and every job you've had, even those jobs that you weren't too fond of, and you will begin to see a common thread of what you enjoyed and what your best skill set is. And from there, your Spirit is going to guide you into a position that's not just going to earn you a paycheck, Jude. It's going to have the ability to bring you more joy, because you haven't been experiencing joy. And Spirit, the spirit world, all of your spirits around you want you to be at peace and have joy in your day-to-day activities. So I hope that's been of some help to you, Jude.
Yeah, that has. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Spirit's saying in 3 months there'll be an opportunity, so do your homework.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you there, Jude, for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Holly online. Holly, are you there with me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Holly. May I ask you where you're calling from?
From Seattle, Washington.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I want to see when I'm getting divorced.
Okay. Let me make my link to the spirit world here for you, Holly, okay? And we'll see where we're going with that. Is that okay for you?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Holly, I know I'm aware of a lady that draws herself from my vibration here. I know that she makes me aware that before she passed on to the spirit world, that she would have been a lady that was quite laid back in her character-wise. She didn't really have a lot to say unless it was constructive, she makes me aware to say to you, okay? I know that she would be quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body of when she was here with us. I do feel as if I want to link to your mum's side of your family, because I know she comes to my right-hand side, which means it's your mum's side of your family there, okay? I do believe that this would be like a mother or grandmother, because I know she puts her arms around me, and I know that that's what it makes me feel like, mum or grandmum. So do you understand of a lady like this in the spirit world there, Holly?
Not really. I don't know too much of my mom's side of the family.
Okay, would you know anything? No, okay. Now, she makes me aware that she comes from a large family. So would you understand that or not?
No, I don't know too much of my mom's side. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Then let me work with her and we'll see what she's come to say, okay? And then we'll go with that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I know the first thing that you asked me about is when are you going to get divorced, okay? Now I want to say to you that, you know, you've been waiting for this for maybe the last year or so, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that you've been getting yourself all worked up, all upset about this of late?
Yes.
And it's like as if you're waiting on your we'll say ex-partner, isn't it? The ball is all in his court, is that right?
Yes, because I want the kids.
Okay. And see, I know as this lady links to me that she's the one that tells me this information. So So, you know, as this lady is here with us, I want to see to you that she's around your life. She understands of what's going on. She tells me to dry up the tears, okay? So there's obviously been lots of upset, lots of hurt in your life at the minute. And she says to me that we need to start looking forward, okay? I want to start looking into your life. I want to start looking forward into your life. I want to say to you, the end of this year is important for you, okay? That's not to say that you will be divorced or getting divorced. At the end of the year, I want to say to you that at the end of the year, your life will be so much different. So I want to say to you that it will would have moved on by the end of this year. Does that make sense to you?
It sounds good.
Okay, good. Because I know that that's something that you have planned, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's something that you have planned. And I want to say to you that, you know, you keep those thoughts going off there. Because I know that you do believe in the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that she tells me here that you do understand the spirit world and you know where they are, how they link with you, and everything else. But I want to say to you that as she comes through, if she wants me to say to you, keep your chin up. You know, there's no need to bow your head because it's not your fault. You haven't done anything wrong. Okay, do you understand that?
A little bit, because you're breaking up a little on my end.
Okay, okay. Okay. And I know that we're getting a little bit of feedback here, aren't we? We're getting a little bit of echo, and I know that my producer's working hard on that at the moment to deal with it and to sort it out. But I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, keep your head held high and walk forward, okay? It will be right with you by the end of this year.
Okay.
Okay, did that help you a little bit?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you, Holly, for calling in. And remember, you come on over to my Spirit FM, where you will have a copy of that in my archives. I said, thank you very much for calling.
Okay, have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Sarah, before we go back to the phone lines, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, Mike, go right ahead.
Okay. You know, have you got a thing open in your like, are you listening to us?
Am I listening to you? Yes, I'm listening to you.
No. Have you got another tab open to listen to that other tab?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, because I thought that's why you may have had that feedback. Okay, we've exhausted another avenue. That's fine. Okay, let me go back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Joy online. Joy, are you there with us? Hi, Joy, are you there with us?
Yeah, it's very hard to hear you, though.
Okay. Joy, I'm going to pass you over to Sarah.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. All right, and you said your name was Joy?
Yeah.
Okay, Joy, when is your birthday, Joy?
February the 2nd, 1960.
Okay, and Joy, where are you calling us from?
Canada.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Joy. How can Spirit and I help you?
I guess my question will be finance.
Okay. All right. Just give me a minute to talk to Spirit. Okay. Spirit is talking about almost as if the finances seem to feel like they were drying up, seems to be taking me back about 1 year to 6 months ago, and the finances seem to be getting less and less and less. It doesn't go as far. Now, I know that might be so in the world, but for you, you always have the ability to have money, make money, and it's just not flowing the way it used to. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're supposed to have an increase in finances, but I see the increase in finances coming closer to September, almost as if there's going to be an opportunity for you to do your own thing, your own business, your own creation. That's what Spirit shows, that there's an opportunity for you to do your own business of some type. Is there something in mind that you're trying to do? Because Spirit's showing advancement, but through your own hands.
No.
Okay. What is your question about your finances?
I have a lawsuit, and I'd like to know about the lawsuit and an estate.
Okay. The lawsuit, do you have a date of when it's supposed to be closing out? Because they're showing money coming to you in September. So that could be what I was seeing the money coming from, because the money coming to you does not have anything to do with a job. It almost seems to be your own creation.
Correct.
All right. So that's something that's supposed to be coming towards the end of this year.
Right.
In favor of you, but there seems to be an adjustment, and you seem to be able, you need to be willing to bend. Because if you become too rigid in how you're going to pursue the lawsuit, and you get almost, I want to say petty about things, and you nitpick about what it is that you'd want, and you become inflexible, Spirit is saying, Joy, that'll be harder for you to close this case and move on. And you need to close this case and move on. Seems to be a lot of back and forth with individuals, and you don't want to have that much longer. It's not good for you and for your spirit. But I do see solutions coming your way financially in September.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you there, Joy, for calling. And remember, coming over to Mike Spirit FM, because copy that reading map, guys. Okay, Sarah, I'm sure that the app was from your side. Can you do me a favor and plug in the headset?
All right. That was giving us some problems, Mike, so let me try to do something else, all right?
Okay. Okay, and while you're trying that, I'm going to take another call, and I do believe I have Jill online. Jill, are you there with me?
Hello.
Hi, Jill. May I ask where you're calling from?
I'm from Illinois.
Okay. Okay, and hopefully the feedback will be recorded as we go on.
Hello. It's cutting out.
It still keeps cutting out on you, is it?
You're cutting out on me.
We'll do our very best to stick with you. Okay. okay. What was the reason that you called in for there, Jill?
I feel like I'm having a lot of anxiety today, and I'm just wondering if you pick anything up.
Okay. Let me make my link to the spirit world here for you, Jill, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. See, I see a gentleman here with me, and I know that he comes to my left-hand side, so I know it's your dad's side, your family here, Jill. And I believe that I want to see to you that this could be your dad a minute, as he links here with me. Now, I know I got this gentleman. I know that the first thing he makes me aware, he wants to put his hand up on his chest. So I know that I want to see to you that his breathing was very much labored before he passed home to the spirit world. I know
yes.
as well... as he connects you with me, that he makes you aware that he lost just a little bit of weight before he passed. And I know that he wants me to look at his face, so I know that you could see this in his face before he passed home there, because I know it's this weight loss. I know that you could see in his face, and it's his chest that's giving him trouble. And I know that his breathing is... Oh, God, he's making me catch my breath. Okay, so which one is the gentleman like this?
Okay.
And would I be right in saying that this must be like your dad, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Good, because I know I've got this gentleman, and I know that he makes me aware that he's your dad, as he links here from the spirit world. Now, he tells me that, you know, it seems to be your life has been like this for quite some time, isn't it? That it's been on and off and up and down for quite some time, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and if I teach you that that you're getting quite fed up with it, if I can say that to you, that it's getting quite annoying to you, isn't it?
Yes.
And you feel quite annoyed with yourself for allowing this to happen, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're kind of blaming yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
And he says to me, you know, there's no need to blame yourself. It's you know, not all the time. It's your fault. Do you understand that?
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay. It's not always your fault. And I believe I want to say to you that, you know, it seems to be as if everyone is pointing the finger at you, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I'm being told that everybody seems to be pointing the finger at you, and it's pulling you down in some way, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I'm being told it's pulling you down, and you feel as if, why me? And why do I have to go through this all the time? But I know that he says to me here, Jill, that no matter what, that he's going to stand by you because it's not all your fault, okay? Now, I know as well that he wants me to say to you as well that he's been with you. And would I be right in saying that you didn't very sleep well last night, did you? You didn't get much sleep last night.
Okay, yes.
Okay, because he says to me that you were very restless. You know, moving around all night in your bed, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that, you know, you kind of called out to the spirit world in the middle of the night, would you understand of that?
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Okay, because I know that that's what I want to say to you. It's like as if I'm hearing you calling out to the spirit world. And I know that your dad is by the side of you saying, come on, girl. Sort yourself out, and I know that that's where your dad would have been, wouldn't he, in this
right.
life. He would have always said to you, come on, girl, pull yourself together. There's no need of this. Sort yourself out for once and for all, yeah. Because I know that he was a straight-talking kind of a man, and whatever he had to say out, he would come, please, or offend, and that would be right with your dad, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your dad, he would have loved his, the quality of his life, didn't he? Is that right?
Yes.
Because he makes me look at, you know, I've just had a, before we started, I just had a lovely cup of tea, and he makes me look at my cup, and it's like, is that all, boy? Because I know that your dad would have loved his tea, is that right?
No, he didn't really drink, he liked iced tea.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I'm looking at my cup, my empty cup, and it's like, come on, boy. So if it's iced tea that your dad loved, then that's perfect, because I know that's the way he comes through here, to be remembered and to be recognized there to you, okay? So know that your dad is around you there, Jill, and as I said, it's not all your fault, and please don't accept all the responsibility because it's not all your fault. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Good, okay. Jill, would I be right in saying that there's somebody younger in your life that is like... without me sounding rude here, and I don't mean to be rude, but is it a bit of the instigator in all of this?
Okay, say that again. Someone in my life being rude?
It's,
what was the other
no,
thing?
No. I said I don't want to sound rude, but there must be someone in your life that's a little younger than you that is the instigator behind all of this.
In the family or just in my life in a project I'm working on?
You know, I believe it's just someone in your life. I believe your family is very supportive of you, aren't they?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I want to say that there's someone younger than you, this the instigator.
Okay.
This must be like a young lady.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I'm working on trying to do something about the animal abuse in my city.
Okay.
And it could be a woman in the group.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, that's fine. Well, I know I want to say to you that there's someone that's like a lady that's a little younger than you is the instigator behind all of this. So I want to say that to you, you know, you hold your head up high because you are doing well. And I know that your dad is very proud of you there in the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Jill?
Yes, it did.
Okay, well, I want to say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Sarah, we'll go back to the phone lines. And I've unfortunately missed the next caller's name. So let me just ask my producer to put that back there. See, he doesn't seem to be playing. See, I told you he'll pay me back, see, for saying to him I like the thought of him pulling his hair out.
Well, I guess you're making him work too hard, Mike.
Yeah, I think he wants to make me sweat. Oh, here you go. Gwendolyn, are you there with us?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Gwendolyn, and may I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
In regards to work.
Okay, let me hand you over to my amazing guest here. Sarah, is it okay there?
Yes, I'm here. Gwendolyn, when's your birth month and birthday, please?
It's April 2nd.
Okay. And what is your question regarding your job, Gwendolyn?
I'm in the process of looking for work.
Looking for work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And is there anything that I need to know? I'm listening to myself. Is there anything I need to know? Or?
Okay. I actually see that where you currently are now, what you're currently doing, it's almost like you hit a ceiling. You could only go so far. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You're like a prisoner. Almost
former
like a prisoner.
Job.
Yeah, it, almost like you're a prisoner. You were a prisoner in your environment. You could only do so much.
Yeah.
Spirit is saying to be careful not to pigeonhole yourself into a place where you don't have room to grow, because you like achievements.
Yes.
You're very
yes.
direct. You're highly intelligent. You like yes. to know yes. what you do is
mm-hmm.
making
mm-hmm.
a difference.
Yes.
And
yes.
sometimes when you're not recognized, you get frustrated because, and this isn't speaking down to the people you work with, it's just at times you get frustrated because you know that you could do their job and make circles around some of the people that you've worked with. So,
yes.
and that's not
yes.
a judgment statement, it just becomes frustrating. So be careful to put yourself in a position, and this is Spirit talking, that you do not sell yourself short.
Amen.
Do not
Amen.
Underestimate your talents
yes.
and make
yes.
sure that you're in a position where you have the opportunity to get recognized. Now, perhaps, Gwendolyn, based on personality differences, sometimes that takes a little bit of growth in the company, and sometimes people don't wish to allow other people to grow, but you need a company
yes.
that has a place that you can not just move up, but also vertical and up. So,
yes,
because you
yes.
can do any job you set your mind to. And, you know, I actually just heard in my head, my teacher, my spiritual teacher who passed, he used to tell me, Sarah, learn how to do everybody's job. This way you're indispensable and they'll always have a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
So take all of your talents and whatever job you approach next, look at it as an opportunity that it has many places that you can be a part of. And many places within the organization, because you do best in an organizational flow and with a strong environment. So Spirit wants you to pursue that. I do see the job change coming for you. If you're diligent, you seem to have gotten a little complacent, almost like everything you wish would happen may not happen. And I don't want you to feel that way, because Spirit says things are coming. Don't allow the past experiences to frustrate you. But Spirit is saying July. They're saying July is a pivotal time for you.
Okay.
So continue your quest, and you'll either have a job by July, or July will be a time where wherever you already have established yourself, there'll be a change coming for you. I hope that's been of help to you.
Oh, my God,
oh
Sarah.
My God, Sarah.
You... Spirit hit the nail on the head. My God.
And you know what? Thank you for catching yourself. Spirit hit the nail on the head. I'm just happy my receiver was pointed in the right direction.
Yes.
So thank
yes.
you very much. Thank you. And,
beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you as well.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Be a part of our family. Follow me at Sarah Spiritual on Facebook.com.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll definitely keep you updated.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Gwendolyn. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll have a copy of that reading in Mark. I was a little bit late on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Let me go back to the phone lines, and I do believe I have Leanne online. Leanne, are you there with me?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well, Leanne. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay, a lovely place. Do you know Sarah?
No, she sounds very fascinating, though. Listen,
well, maybe you should add Sarah to Facebook and Sarah
mm-hmm.
Spirit and follow her, because you're in the same vicinity. And I don't know if you listened mm-hmm. to the beginning of the show, then, you know, very well at the end of September, I may be visiting and doing a show with her myself. So let's hold on for that. But what
okay.
was the reason that you called in for today?
Mike, I want to see, I am looking for work. I got a call today from somebody, but it's only part-time. I want to see if you feel maybe this position might come through or something else coming through soon.
Okay. I know the first thing I am aware of, okay, is that, see, I know over in the UK we call them CVs. I know over in the USA you call them your resumes. So
mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, God, you've sent so many off lately, haven't you?
Oh, my gosh. I've never worked so hard to find a job in my life.
Because I know I'm looking at resumes and they're going off and off, and there's one after another. And, you know, there's nothing unusual for you to send like 5 or 6 per day. Is that right?
Oh, the other morning I got up at 5 in the morning. I must have sent 20 out.
Oh, absolutely amazing. Okay. Because I know that there's lots of them, because I can see them all going off, you know, one after
mm-hmm.
another after another. And, you know, I know I've got somebody in the spirit world here that tells me this information, and I know that I've got a lady that joins me here. And, you know, bless her heart as she comes through, because I know that she sits down, which tells me that she would have been confined or restricted towards the end of her life there. And I know that she wants me to put my feet up, and I know that's the way she would have been. She would have had trouble in walking. I believe that she would have not been able to get around towards the end of her life. I believe that she would have had to have assistance. I believe she could have maybe made like 10 or 15 steps with assistance towards the end of her life. But, you know, she spent the latter part of her life confined to a chair or a bed or something, because I know that's the way she comes through here. Bless her, she's not very tall. I know that she's maybe around the, I'll say 5'2", 5'3" in her height, because she stands right behind me. And you know, she's really quiet, if I can say that to you, in her character-wise. I know that she was really quiet. And I know that she would have been the kind of lady that didn't really have a lot to say, if I'm honest with you. But, you know, when she did speak, I believe that it was nice, okay? I really believe that she had a gentle voice, and I know that she would have been very sympathetic in her ways of when she was here with us, okay? I know that she tells me that there was lots of medication. She had to take lots of medication before she passed from this life here, Leanne, because I know that's what she makes me aware of. So do you understand of her?
Yeah, it sort of sounds like my mom.
Okay. And, you know, Leanne, as I've got your mum that stands behind me, you know, she says to me that she kind of had a hard life, didn't she, your mum, when
yeah.
she was you? But is that right? And
oh,
she says
yeah.
that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was so difficult for her, and I believe that she was a hard-working lady all the way throughout
mm-hmm.
her life. And when this condition set in up on her, it kind of tore her to pieces, because she was not the kind of lady that would have liked to sit down, because she says to me, my life was always on the go. She was always busy.
Mm-hmm.
There was always so much that she had to do. And when she had to stop, it annoyed her, because she couldn't do the things that she loved to do. Is that right?
Yes, I'm exactly the same way.
Good. Okay. And, you know, Leanne, if I said to you that your mom would have liked to keep her mind very active when she was here, is that right?
Yes, she was very active.
Okay, because I know that my mind is very active, and you know, even though that her body gave up on her, she would have liked to keep her mind active. And for some reason, I know that she talks to me here about you need to keep your mind active. Now, these resumes that you've been sending off, if I said to you that I know you just said to me that you've been offered one that's a part-time job, but it's not what you're really looking for, is it?
No, but right now I don't think I could afford to be so picky.
Okay. Don't tell me any more, because she says to me, it's not the one that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe I need to say to you that you need to take this one, because it's only like a fill-in time, like a little stopgap. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
I believe that I need to keep saying to you, keep on sending your resumes off, because the right one will come, and it will come in a little time. It's not ready yet. I believe that you're going to take it on like a part-time thing to begin with, which will then turn into a full-time position there for you, because I know I want to put that smile back on your face, something that you haven't done for a long time, isn't it?
No, and I just broke up with somebody a week ago, so I'm really a little emotionally wrecked over that.
Okay. See, because she says to me about putting the smile back on your face, and I know that that's so well needed right now in your life,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Now... I want to work with that because you said you just split up with someone, because I know that she says to me, we have to talk about it. So I'm going to, if I may. And if I said to you that it wasn't your decision, was it?
I don't know. It probably worked out for the best, because he was really getting very controlling of me, and I don't like people to control me.
Okay, but it wasn't your decision to split up in the end, though, was it?
No, I think he got cold feet. After a few days, he wanted to marry me, talking about engagement rings. He scared me, and then all of a sudden, I guess he got reality set in, and I don't know. He was moving way too fast, and I was not comfortable, and I don't know really what happened. It just as fast as it started, it ended just as fast.
Okay, because I know that she tells me here that you know, it wasn't your decision in the beginning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she says to me that, you know, it's for the best, okay? It's for the best, and I don't mean to be offensive there, because I never, you know, any reading I do, it's never meant offensive. You know, I just give it the way I get it.
Oh, I know.
And
he did me a favor. I would have hung on to him.
Okay. Okay, see, and I know, see, now your mum is very, see, you're very similar to your mum and your character-wise, aren't you?
Yes.
And it's like, you know, it's quite unbelievable how much you look like her, she tells me. Is that right? You really look like your mum as well, don't you?
I don't know. I never really thought I did. I always thought I looked more like my father.
Well, she points me to my eyes, so you must have your mum's eyes then, is that right?
I guess so. I never really thought about it. I always felt I looked more like my father. But people have said I did look like my mother, but I guess I could look, you know, maybe a combination of the two of them.
Okay, that's fine. Well, she tells me that you look like her, and particularly with the eyes, okay, because I know that's what's important there, okay? Now, I know that, see, your mum just wants to bring in like a big bag of cheese. Cheer you up, okay, because I want to see that there's lots of fun out there for you, okay, and I want to bring lots of fun into your life. I want to bring a lot of upliftment, lots of happiness into your life, okay? She says to me that they've been that your mum in particular has been trying to attract your attention of late, hasn't she?
I haven't noticed anything.
Okay, then why do I want to say to you about is it your knee, your left knee has been playing you up lately then?
I broke my leg in September. I fell down the steps.
Uh-huh. Because she says to me about, tell her about her knee. I know about her knee. Okay, again, it's her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration, isn't it? Okay, because she's there with you, and she you know, she wants me to prove this to you. Okay, and she says to me about, you know, so what? Have you, like, just... drop the glass or drop the cup or something, because I'm hearing like glass, it's in the floor. I don't mean like in the last 10 minutes. I mean today. You must have dropped something today. That's, I'm not saying it's broken, but you must have dropped something today. Is that right?
I don't think so. I don't have to think. I don't think I broke anything. I do drop things a lot.
Okay, well, as I said, I don't think that it's broken because she doesn't tell me it's been broken, but she tells me about dropping things, okay? And I know that it's today that you must have dropped something. And again, it's just her way of saying to you, look, I was with you at that time, okay? And I know that your mum wants me to prove to you that she's been around you. She hasn't left you. She's very much in your life, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Leanne?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, I want to say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Okay. I know that we're going to go to a short commercial break here just for a few minutes, you guys, just to let me and Sarah catch our breaths. But let me just, before we do, I want to tell you all about, I do have tickets to give away. If any of you want to call in, it really needs to be people from the UK. and that's for a former guest of mine, Oscar. And if you remember Oscar, he was on the show just maybe 4 weeks ago. And he's kindly given us some tickets to give away to you lovely people listening to us right now. He's given us tickets for the 11th of March and the 17th of March. So if you want to win these tickets, you need to call in and answer a simple question. I'll make it as simple as I can for you. But we'll be right back just after this, and I'll say thank you.
Nightingale, sing us a song of a love that once belonged. Nightingale, tell me your tale. Was your journey far too long? Does it seem like I'm looking? To a question I can't ask. I don't know which way the feather falls, if I should blow it to the left. Nightingale, sing us a song. Can take me away.
get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
Okay, well, we are back with you. I am waiting for something else to load up, and I think it is. Just waiting for it. I think things are running slow tonight.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikesword.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikesword.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikesword.fm.
The home of the People Psychic.
And welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here on MikeSpirit.fm, or even in Blog Talk Radio, or even in Spreaker. Whichever way you listen to us, you are welcome. And today's show, I've got a wonderful guest, Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. We had a great first hour and some fabulous call-in questions. Absolutely wonderful people following your show. Thank you for including me.
Well, the pleasure, Mike. As I said, you're absolutely amazing guest. And I know that I do have other shows here on Mike Spirit FM. I know that they're listening, and maybe they'll be in touch with you as well and really increase your workload as much as we possibly can. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm a busy girl, but we always welcome anyone who needs some help. We're always happy to be of assistance.
Good, and I'm pleased to hear that. Okay, before we go back to the phone lines this year, let me call out some numbers that people need to ring on if they want to call in for a reading. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. That's where you will find the Skype button. If you press that, it will be free. I know that I've had messages for someone wanting the tickets to go and see Oscar live. So you need to contact us. You really do. That's how you'll be able to contact us for readings and if you want to win the tickets to see Oscar live down in Dorset and in, I know it is, it's in Glastonbury. See, what a memory I've got on me. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Gerald online there. Gerald, are you there with us?
Yes, it's Geralda. I'm here.
Oh, I do apologize, Geralda. That's fine, no problem at all. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from the Carolinas.
From Carolina. Okay, and let me pass you over to my wonderful guest. Sarah, it's all over to you.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great, great. And how can Spirit and I help you today?
Well, my question is relationship question. There was somebody a few months ago, last fall, that I was interested in it, and I felt a connection, but nothing ever happened because he was getting over a relationship. And so I kind of let it go and I moved on. But for some reason, the past couple of weeks, I've been thinking a lot about him, and I guess he's been thinking about me too because someone mentioned it. And I was just wondering why that is and what's going on or if there's something here for me with him.
That's a great question. When is your birthday?
July 22nd.
Okay. And do you happen to know his birthday?
I know he's a Scorpio, and I know it's like between November 14th to November 19th. I'm not sure what day, if that helps you at all.
Okay. And if you could give me his first name, please.
Oh, the name he goes by is Brooks. B-R-O-O-K-S. We all call him that.
Okay. What he experienced in his past relationship was very restrictive for him. I don't know what he shared with you, but the way Spirit shows me is that the relationship was smothering. That's the word they give me, restrictive and smothering. So he found it difficult to be himself. So he's very cautious right now. The connection, you asked what the connection represented. You two did know each other in another lifetime. It's a strong connection from another lifetime, and he even recognized it. He may be spiritual, but he doesn't always put a lot of stock in this kind of thing, if you say. So what Spirit is showing me is that he felt it, and he kind of got himself scared. He let his imagination run away with him. Spirit gives me the number 2 days, 2 weeks. You guys have been on each other's mind. But I do feel a conversation coming. No matter what, there's supposed to be some additional conversation that has, either way it's going to play out, it will give you the information that you're seeking. But most of what he's going through deals with his past relationship. He really feels like he doesn't want to get burned again in this restrictive environment. So now, I do believe that the two of you will connect again. I do see something coming together with you. Whether it's going to stand the test of time depends on how ready he is. He is not ready at this moment. So you need to kind of tread carefully and allow him to pursue you. But you will hear from him and you will talk to him. Again, they give me the number two. With it, whether 2 days, 2 weeks, it's coming. There is a connection between the two of you, a reconnection, I should say.
Okay, the reason I asked is because, like I said, for a while there, I was kind of, you know, because I knew the attraction was there, so I was kind of progressing and pushing forward, but nothing ever happened, and he just seemed shy. So I just kind of stopped altogether, and I transferred on my job, so we barely see each other now. And for some reason, like I said, the past 2 weeks or however long, I've been thinking a lot about him, and I guess he mentioned me to somebody else, and they said, hey, this person said hi to you, and I was so shocked. I was like, I've just been thinking about him a lot, so that's just random. So you said, is that connection still there for him, or is he still holding on to that past relationship, which was something that made me kind of move away from him?
Well, he is still thinking about you. You heard his thoughts, and he heard yours. So that's why I said there's a strong spiritual connection. He is still holding on to that past relationship, but he's beginning to, well, cut the cords that have him tangled up. He's separating himself from the experience itself. And he has some karmic ties with the woman he was with as well. And it seems to be there's a part of him that's always going to be tied to her in some fashion. So he's going to have some connection with her. And that connection needs to heal so that they can move on and have their separate lives. He is not ready to move on yet. But again, you will have a connection, a reconnection with him. And I do believe that by June, you'll know if he's able to move forward in this relationship. This is going to require, and this is not one of your, well, one of your better qualities, so you're going to learn this through this relationship. Yes, I am, because that is the thing the Spirit told me you need to learn, okay? You definitely need to work on your personal patience with yourself and other people, and you need to surrender this to the Heavenly Father, because there is a connection that needs to play out between the two of you, and he does not respond well to pressure or, you know, here you are, you're like three steps ahead of him. You need to walk at his pace and sometimes stand behind him and allow him to lead. And when you reconnect, you need to be very low key and let him call all the shots right now.
Okay, thank you so much. That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. God bless you.
You too.
Well,
thank you. Bye, Mike.
Thank you for calling, and remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll see you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Again here, Sarah, we are waiting for my producer. I think he's making me sweat again. to put the next name in there for me. And here he goes. Okay, it's Louise. Hi, Louise. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Louise. And how are you, how is it yourself there?
Oh, quite exhausted.
Okay. I want that.
It's been a long week. Okay. I'm calling you because I have a hearing from my school coming up this week. And wondering how you first saw the outcome coming, and any other messages you may have for me would be great.
Okay. Bear with me a second, Louise, while I make my link to the spirit world, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I know I need to be serious here, because I've got a lady that tells me you need to be serious, boy. Okay, and that's the way she talks to me. And I believe that this is a lady that connects to your family, and I know that she comes to the right-hand side of me, which I know that would connect to your mum's side. Now, I know that as this lady is here, she makes aware that she's lying down, so that tells me that she would have been confined to a bed before she passed on to the spirit world. And I do believe, if I'm honest with you, it's like a hospital, because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background there. Okay?
Yes, so it's my grandmother.
Your grandmother, perfect, because I know that she says to me, you have to be serious with me, otherwise she's going, and you know, that's the way she says it to me, you be serious as I'm going, So I know that she wants me to start pulling my no, I'm wearing a t-shirt here, and she's making me pull my t-shirt to make sure it's all, you know, I'm tucked my in comfortably and I'm all nice and tidy. And she says to me that that's the one thing that annoyed her more than anything before she passed, because she wasn't able to present herself in the right way, or the way that she would have liked to present herself before
Absolutely.
She passed. And she says to me, you know, it really frustrated her, didn't it, to know that she wasn't able to do the thing that she wanted to do, and that's by presenting herself correctly in the way that she wanted it to be correctly. Do you understand?
Absolutely. She died in almost 35 years ago, and she was my heart, and I was not allowed to see her moments before she died. She let
please
me know spiritually.
No, please don't tell me no more. Please don't tell me no more, Louise, because I know that she's you and me, and I want to tell you, okay? I want
oh,
to
I'm
tell
sorry.
You all of these things, because I know that she says to me that it, even though that you wasn't allowed to see her, she wanted to see you, okay? Because
yes.
She says to me, I wanted you there. I wanted you to hold my hand, okay? And I know that you said moments before, but you was with her just before that, wasn't you? Now, would
yes,
I be
I
right
was.
That you kind of like pushed out of the room?
Hours beforehand. I was there less than 8 hours before she died.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that she says to me that I wanted you there and I wanted you to be by the side, because I know that you were so close to her in this life, there would have been nothing that would have kept you apart. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, she says to me that even though that you was a lot younger than when she passed, okay, even though you just said to me that she was like your rock, you were her rock as well. I believe that you was her inspiration. And if I can say it this way to you, and I believe this would have been her words, the reason for me living, okay, you were the reason for her living in this life before she passed. Do you understand of that?
I do.
Okay, because I know that she says to me, you were my reason for living, and I believe it's for as long as she did. Now, I know as she makes me aware of this hospital and these machines and, you know, all this thing going on here, she certainly wants me to see that it's like as if my, I don't know, it's like as if the one side of me is numb, and I know that would be like a stroke. So I don't know if your grandma passed with a stroke when she was you with us, but certainly I'm feeling numb down the one side of my body here. But I believe I wanted to say to you that it affected every part of my body, okay? Would you understand why she makes me feel numb here then?
Yes, she had a heart attack, but she also had some intestinal thing happen at the same time, and it did cut off her feeling, her
yeah,
oxygen,
Perfect, okay, because I know I'm feeling here, there's this numbness and you know, and that's why I'm uncomfortable, because I couldn't present myself in the way that I would have liked to, okay?
Yeah, she died
now,
before I went into a full stroke.
There we are, okay. Now, I know that she says to me that she's been in your life. I know that you asked me about the outcome of this thing going on to do with in your life at the minute.
Yeah.
And she says to me, you know, that we have to keep ourselves strong, for one, okay, and we have to be, you have to, you have to present yourself in front of people then, is that right?
Yes.
Because she says to me, you make sure that you do it with a clear mind, okay, because I know that would have been her advice to you when she was here in this life. Make sure you do it with a clear mind, and you go in there with everything in your mind, like bullet points, if you like, okay,
mm-hmm.
Not so much writing it down, but like have bullet points in your mind ready to, because I believe I want to see to you, let's fire the questions back at them. Don't let them dictate to you. I feel as if I'm giving you a row, but I know that's what she wants me to say. You don't let them dictate to you, girl. Okay. You have to give it back to them just as much. And I believe, you know, if you go in there strong in your mind, that the best outcome will be for you. Okay. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Because I know that, see, would it be right in saying that this is not the first time you've been in front of them?
Yes, it will be. Some of them have been trying for over a year to get me to this point.
Aha, because I know I want to say to you that this is not the first time then, okay? So as you said, that they've been trying to get you there, that's fine. So there's been conversations and everything else. But you go in there with a clear mind and it will be the best outcome that you can ask for.
Okay.
I know I need to see to you as well that, you know, She wants me to sing, and believe you me, I'm not going to sing because it's painful. you'd probably run 10 miles away from where you are. But she wants me to sing to you, and for some reason, it's not any song, but it's like Happy Birthday. Would you understand why I would want to sing Happy Birthday to you right now?
Yes. Friday was her birthday.
Ah, perfect, because she says, sing, come on, sing Happy Birthday, because she would have loved the excuse for a celebration, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that she was a drinker, far from the word.
No.
Peric thought, you know, I must say, but, you know, it's a celebration, it's getting everybody together, and I believe that's the importance here. I want to sing Happy Birthday, because she obviously understands. So it was Friday just gone, her birthday would have been, yeah?
Yes. Yes,
and
Friday the 2nd would have been her birthday. She would have been 114.
Oh, absolutely amazing. Okay, well, wonderful. But I know she says to me as well here about the flowers. So have you bought flowers and put flowers out for her then or something? Have you put them in your...
I keep on smelling gardenias.
Okay.
I believe that's her.
Okay, that's fine. So you understand the flowers in that way that you keep smelling them. Okay, because she says to me about the flowers. Thank you for the flowers. So if that's what she keeps giving you, the scent of flowers, then that's perfect, isn't it? Because I know she comes through in that way to let you know that she's around your life at the minute. Okay?
Yes.
And she says, tell her, I know about it. And she whispers, tell her about her feet. What's wrong with your feet then?
Part of my disability is I have a hard time walking because my knees are messed up, and so I have to walk on my feet differently, and it's very painful.
Okay. Well, she says, and as I said, she whispers it. So if it is, a problem, is a disability, then that's why she would do that to me. So not to let everybody else know.
It's part of this whole hearing.
There we are. I know that we are live on the radio, but tell her about her feet. Okay, that's the way she.
Yeah.
That she kind of does it to me, but that's fine as long as you understand. Okay, now she says to me that okay, I do apologize for laughing, but she says to me that we've been playing around a little bit as well with you lately, haven't I?
I don't know. I would like her to.
Okay. Then let me tell you exactly what she gives me, because it's like as if I'm hearing like either a ringing of a phone in another room, and when I go there, there's no phone there, or there's like a sound coming from another room, and when I get there, there's nothing that can make that sound. Do you understand that you've been hearing that? See, because we've been playing with you, okay, and it's just a way of saying to you that she's around your life. You know, she understands what's going on, and I believe that's the way that she would have had humor.
She had humor.
There we are, perfect, okay, because I know that she's with you, and she's very strong around you, and no matter what, she will do her very best to be around your life, okay? She says to me that there's no need for you now to start feeling disappointed, okay? And disappointed with any outcome, because I know that you are the world's worst in worrying about next week, next month, next year. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
A lot.
Because she says to me here about, stop worrying about it. Okay.
Okay.
There we are. Perfect. Okay. See, as you say that, she says to me, yes, there is, boy. There's a lot that depends upon it. And see, that's why she says to me, I have to be serious with you. Okay. She talks to me about June. The June month is important to you, isn't it?
June. I don't know what's in June.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what she says to me. She says, June is important, and I need to tell you that. Okay. And she says to me the 11th of June.
Wow, I don't know. The only thing I know in June is my dad's birthday, which is the end of June, but I know nothing of the middle of June.
Okay, well, I'm not going to change it because she says to me,
okay.
It's the 11th. Okay, and let me just ask her, because I don't like leaving things uncovered, and I don't like leaving things in the balance. Okay, you'd understand there's a passing. Somebody would have passed in the month of June. And I want to say it's the 11th of June because she showed me a 1 and a 1.
Oh, you know, I don't know about somebody having passed, but I've been told that I am going to have somebody passing this year in mid-June.
Okay, well, I'm not going to...
Maybe that's it. I don't know. I don't know anybody has passed in June.
Okay, well, in the whole 19 years of my work, I've never given somebody that's going to pass, okay?
Okay.
so, you know, please don't think I'm doing that because I'm
no,
not.
No. No, you're good.
Okay, because I know that I want to say to you that there's something about the 11th of June, okay? Well, you know, you remember I've said it to you, okay, because I know it's important.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, you know, that please don't think it's somebody's going to pass because that's, you know, as I said, in the whole 19 years of my work, I've never given that, and I don't want us to start doing that now. But I know that's not what it is. It's a pass. Somebody would have already passed. And see, I'm asking for more information now because, you know, I don't like leaving it there, and you know, I won't. Okay.
Yeah, I know people that have passed in May, and people have passed in August, but I don't know anyone that's passed in June.
Okay, let me link to your dad a minute.
Okay.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that your dad had three brothers?
Yes.
Okay, and one of them is already in the spirit world, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And may I ask you, when did he pass?
He passed many years ago. I'm trying to recall the date, you know? Okay. It is possible. It could be him.
Okay,
but I wasn't there at his passing, so I wasn't in the area at all.
Okay, well, that's exactly what
she
gives.
But he was my favorite uncle, so.
Okay, there we are. Perfect. Because I know that's exactly what she gives me. It's your brothers with your dad, and I know that the one... And you know, he didn't reach a fantastic age, did he, this uncle of yours?
I'm sorry?
He didn't reach a fantastic age, did he?
Right.
Okay. Because I know that's the one I'm talking about, because I'm saying to her, come on, you need to give me this right, okay? And she says, well, it's the three brothers with dad. One of them's already in the spirit world. I know that he wasn't old. And, you know, she makes me aware that I want to say maybe 54, 55 of when he passed home to the spirit world.
I think when he passed on, he was more like almost 70. But he would. That would be the one.
Okay.
That would be the one. And maybe the way she remembers him was around that age.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, you remember that. And remember, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you...
I will check out the date and email you, Mike, and let you know.
Please do. Okay, well, you can email me at mike@mikespirit.fm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, and... let's go back to the phone lines here, Sarah. I do believe that we have Tom on. Tom, are you there with us?
Finally. Yes, I am. Hi.
Was that finally then, Tom, was it?
Yes, finally. I thought your show was going to end.
Oh, we've got a good 30 minutes yet, Tom, so, you know, plenty of time.
Oh, good.
Let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Sarah. Sarah, are you okay there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, it's all over to you.
All right, Tom, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. I'd like to know if there's any messages from the spirit world, and particularly if anything about me moving, my family moving into a home that we're looking at by June.
By June, okay. Tom, your birth date, please, the month and the day?
January 27th.
And you're looking to move in June. You've selected the house?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me check. I do see you moving. I actually see the opportunity to move before June. I do see the opportunity to move before June. In other words, the house will be yours, will be ready before June. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Are you back and forth with papers, information with the bank?
Not yet. I'm not working with the bank. I'm working with the private party.
Okay, because I see papers going back and forth. and then the papers all being done and things being ready for you to move. But it seems to be the end of May that'll give you that opportunity. So you may choose to move a little later, but I do see the end of May as a time that's going to help, almost like May 27, 28, right coming out of the holiday of Memorial Day weekend. You'll have more to celebrate. And so that's what Spirit is showing for your family. What are your other questions, Tom?
I just wanted to know if there was any messages from the spirit world the other side for me.
From the other side. Mike, are you getting someone from the other side for him? Because I do feel someone's trying to come through, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. If you want me to come in there, Sid, I will.
Yeah, right ahead.
Okay, Tom. Tom, I know that I'm aware of a gentleman here with yourself, okay? And I know as this gentleman comes around, I feel I want to start banging my hands on the table, okay? Because I believe that's the way he would have been when he was here with us. I'm not saying that he was aggressive, but I know I want to start banging my hands on the table as if, come on, hurry up, I need to be here. Now, I know that this gentleman is quite slimly built of when he was here with us. I do feel as if I need to say to you, when he was with us in this life, that he would be connected to your dad's side of your family there, Tom, okay? Because he comes through onto the left-hand side, which means it's your dad's side. I know as well that as I'm looking at him, that he makes a way, it's the heart, because I know that's where he settles as my vibration there, Tom. Do you understand of a gentleman in your dad's family that would have passed with a heart condition there?
Yes. Could it be possible it was my father? Because he did pass with a heart condition.
Yeah, definitely. I'll work with him and we'll see what comes from it, because I know of when they come. See, they either come to my left side for dad or right side for mum, so I can establish which side of the family. So let me go on a little bit more with him. So you understand your dad passed with a heart condition, is that right? Okay.
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that, okay, if this is your dad must have had one wicked sense of humour, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know if he wore false teeth or something there, Tom, but I know he drops them out in front of me right now. And that's why I'm laughing at him, because he drops his teeth out. Just so I know that he had quite a sense of humor on him there, Tom. And I believe that, you know, as this gentleman comes through, that he wants me to say to you that he wants to bring this humor through into your life at the minute, because I know that you need that in your vibration. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I know I need to say to you that, you know, there's see, he says to me that there's so much gone wrong in your life of late that you feel quite depleted inside yourself. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and he says to me that, you know, you need to know where to go from year on in. Is that right?
Yes.
Because it's like if he says to me, you're looking for the direction in your life right now. Do you understand of that?
Very much so.
Okay, and Tom, if I said to you that, you know, your dad very often comes around your life, and I know that you understand that he does, is that right?
Yes, he does a lot.
Good. Okay, because he says to me that he's with you right now, and he says to me that you feel him, and I don't know, but what he does to me, he rubs his finger down my spine, and he makes me quiver, and I believe that you know when this happens with yourself, that's when you associate your dad being with you, is that right?
That's true.
Good, okay, because I know that's why he comes to say to me that he rubs his finger down your spine, and that's his way of, that's your way of associating, that's when your dad's with you. Okay, so I hope you're right. He says to me he's doing it to you right now, is that right?
Yes.
Good, okay, because he says to me, I'm doing it to him right now, make sure you tell him, okay? So I know, okay. Now, I know of when he was with us in this life as well, that he was quite a casually dressed kind of a fella as well, wasn't he, Tom? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know he makes it aware that he's casually dressed and quite laid back in his character-wise. And he says to me, you know, I wouldn't interfere with the things that was going on in your life. I wouldn't really interfere in anything, but I was there for you. I was there to pick you up if you was down. I was there to a shoulder to lean upon if it was needed. I was even there for a shoulder to cry upon sometimes. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And he says to me that he is there for you at the minute, to hold you up at the minute, because I feel that that's what you need, is someone to hold you up. Right now in your life, is that right? Why did he tell me about that being Something's been taken away. You feel as if something's been taken away from you, Tom, is that right?
A few things, yeah.
Okay. And what... He's confusing me now. He's shown me lots of things. Would I be right in saying that there's like either been like a feeling of I've lost someone or something close to me?
I'll have to think about that.
Okay.
Nothing so close. Definitely not a person.
Okay, no. It doesn't have to be a person. Please don't get me wrong, but it's like as if you're, excuse me, either lost someone in your life, or you're losing someone, or you're losing control of something. Okay, because I know that he talks to me here about that there's someone that you feel as if I need to regain touch with. Okay, I need to regain being in touch with. To find my way back in life, because I know that's what he comes through for, is to say to you that you need to re-find your way back in life at the moment, because I know that you're feeling a little bit down, a little bit depleted, and he wants to just uplift you and say to you, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. We can push ourselves forward from this, and I know it will come back around, and I know that your dad is so close to you that he will do absolutely anything it takes to let you know that he's in your life. Okay, do you understand of that, Tom?
Good. Yes, okay. Yes.
And you know, he says to me that there's quite a host of them there in the spirit world with him as well, isn't there?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, okay. See, he wants me to bring a lady through, and I don't know if this is your mum, if I'm honest with you, because I know the first thing she gives me is putting her arms around me. So, as you know, as you've probably heard me work many times, when ladies put their arms around me, it's either mum or grandmum. But I feel more inclined to say it's mum, if I'm honest with you. So would you understand your mum for me in the spirit world, Tom?
No, she's not.
She's not. Okay. Then this must be a grandmother then that would have been very close to you, okay? But she must link to your mum's side of your family. So is your mum's mum in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. I do apologize. It's my mistake, not hers, okay? But I know that I want to say to you that I have this lady that wraps her arms around me and she holds me really, really tight here, okay? I know that before she passes home to the spirit world that she makes me aware that she must have been on her own for a little while before she passed, meaning her partner. So your mum's dad would have been in the spirit world a little longer than her mum then. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Good. Okay, because I know that she's with us. Okay, and as she is with us, I believe that she's she would have been the backbone of the family, if I can put it that way, that you, without me sounding offensive or anything, but she's the backbone of the family, wasn't she?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I know that she comes into your life at the minute because she just wants to inject that. The only way I can describe what she wants to do, if you can imagine like a big energy tank behind you, she wants to inject that energy, like put the fuel back inside that tank for you, okay? And really let you know that you're not alone, okay? And stop feeling as if you are because you're not. Do you understand of that, Tom?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Good. Okay. Tom, does that help you a little bit?
It helps me a lot, yes.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm pleased to be able to link with you and bring these people through because, you know, they're such lovely people. Your dad, in particular, such a lovely person in the spirit world, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, he was a caring man when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because, you know, he says to me, even through all the humor, I was quite caring and I was quite the one who would... as I said in the beginning, you know, who would be there for a shoulder to lean upon, okay? He says to me that you've been... what's the right word? Do you remember this? Would I be right in saying that you've been all, like, fingers and thumbs all morning, if you understand that term? You know, you've been all sixes and sevens. You don't really know where you've been. You've been doing things all wrong today. Is that all right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's fine, because he says to me, you've been all over the place, boy, haven't you? Come on, pull yourself together, all right? And I don't mean it to come out that way, Tom, but that's exactly the way he wants me to say it to you, you know? Come on, pull yourself together, all right? So I know that, you know, it's just his way of demonstrating that he's in your life. He hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Please take care of Tom. I know I could spend, you know, I could really spend all day here with you talking to you, but I'm not going to because I know there's other people online. But I'll say to you, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Donna online there. Donna, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. May I ask you, Donna, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from England, Birmingham.
Ah, okay. I thought I recognised a UK voice there. So what was the reason that you called in for there, Donna?
I'm phoning in just to see if there's any messages from the spirit world over for what's going on in my life over the next few months.
Okay, well, if you're into it, would you like a chance to win some tickets to go and see a former guest of mine, Oscar?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay. Me and Sarah needs to come together and give you a question.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Sarah, what question should we give to Donna here?
Wow, let's see. What question?
How do we ask Donna, what time did my show start tonight?
That's a good question.
8 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely perfect. Congratulations, you won 2 tickets to go and see Oscar. And you have a choice either to go and see Oscar on the 11th of March or the 17th.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you want to make your pick up now. Add me to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium.
Yeah.
And then have a little chat later on or tomorrow, and I'll pass on your details, and your tickets will be on the door waiting for you.
Okay, then, thank you.
Okay, Donna, are you listening to the radio as well as being on the phone?
I'm not, no, wow. I'm just listening to what's on Skype, what comes up on just you. No, I ain't, no, sorry.
There we are. Okay, there we are, perfect. Okay, let me hand you over to Sarah. Sarah, are you okay there?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Donna, you have some changes coming for you in the next few months. Spirit is talking about opportunities for you.
Oh, yeah.
You've been stuck for quite a while, Spirit says. You haven't been able to move forward, and this is going to be almost like a way of a rebirth, Donna. When is your birthday?
December.
Okay, December what?
4th.
December, so that's 12/4. Okay.
4th, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I also see the opportunity for you to move this year as well, Donna. Any plans of moving?
Yes, I'd love to move, yeah.
Okay, that's coming up for you. And Spirit is saying you want something quaint and comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah.
And they're also talking about you're basically a simple person, and you don't like drama and complications in your life.
I don't know.
No. And you avoid it at all costs. And what Spirit is telling me to tell you is that in the next few months, you're going to have the opportunity to move and almost reposition yourself in a way that you're able to have a better quality of life. There's going to be better income flow around you, finances will be better, and you're going to be comfortable in your living space. I don't feel like you're as comfortable now as you would like to be, but what's coming is going to be very comfortable.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right. Is there a relationship question you had? Because they're talking something about love life.
Could you say that again, please?
Was there a question you had about your love life or a relationship? Because they're talking about love relationships around you.
Well, I would like to know if I'm ever going to get married.
Yeah. Okay, so you do have a question. So thank you for honoring that. Bear with me. Let me see what they're saying. Oh, they say you're fussy. You know, actually, they talk about have a I'm going to use the word criteria, that there's a certain type of person that works for you. You're very, and it's good. You need to be picky. You need to be selective.
Yeah.
They're giving me the number 2. They're saying in 2 years, you will have an opportunity to be married.
It's just you keep cutting out. Your voice keeps cutting out.
All right. Well, you repeat it. Spirit is saying that in the next 2 years, you're going to have the opportunity to give me the number 2.
Yeah.
So 2 represents for me years at this point. And they're saying in 2 years, you'll be married.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. But you have to allow the person to come in, and you need to get to know them before you... I don't want to say judge, but the way they show it is that sometimes you pull back before you really get to know a person.
Got you, yeah,
and
yeah.
They don't, you do, yes. And they don't want to see you get hurt, and your spirit guides are not going to let you get hurt, but you need to let yourself have your guard put down.
Yeah.
All right? Because to let someone in order to experience the love so that you can move on and advance the relationship so you can get married.
Yeah.
All right, but the move is to be a good one for you. So congratulations on your new place. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Could I also ask, my nan passed away, well, nearly a year ago now. Could I ask if she's got anything to say?
Well, you know, I feel her energy around you. It's almost as if she sits on the bed next to you when you're sleeping. It's like I feel that energy around when you're resting, and I get the sense that you feel her presence sometimes. Maybe when you're first going to sleep or waking up, she crosses your mind.
Yes.
And she's very close to you. You are like a daughter to her, they show me.
Say that again, sorry.
You were like a daughter to her.
Yes.
She might have been your grandmother, but to her, you were really almost like a daughter.
Yeah, she brought me up from the Ida too.
Yes, and that's what they're showing me. So she is around you, and she blows you kisses. And very close connection she has with you.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling and being a part of this.
Thank you.
God bless, Donna.
Thank you, Donna, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will have a copy of that reading in my archives. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, I think we've come to almost the end of the show. I think we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left. So do you want to tell people, Sarah, how they can get hold of you?
Yes, thank you, Mike. They can reach me at sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. I'm available for personal readings, group readings, and we do have, of course, the availability of Skype, so really whether they sit across from me here in West Palm Beach or via the telephone or Skype, as your listeners experience, it really makes no difference. When you connect to the spirit world, we are always wireless. So we really don't need to be in front of someone. And I have a radio show myself every Wednesday on WBZT, and that is here in West Palm Beach on Clear Channel Radio, but it is available at WBZT.com, and that's Wednesday evening Eastern Time from 7 to 9 p.m., and I also have an additional radio show every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, which is great for my international following, and that is on W4CY, and that is an internet-based radio station only. So thank you, Mike, for having me as a part of your show. It's always great fun, and I'm very excited you're coming to the U.S.
Well, yep, that's what I was going to just say again there, Sarah. Thank you as well for reminding me, because it did slip my mind for a second. I'm only joking. Of course I didn't. No, I know I'm looking forward to coming over to the USA. And, you know, I will ask people who are listening, if you want to see me in your area, it doesn't matter which part of the USA. It doesn't matter which part of the USA, then you will be able to send me a message. Send me a message at mike@mikespirit.fm. That's mike@mikespirit.fm, where you will be able to send me a message of where you want to see me in your area. And then, you never know, in September, come October, that I might be doing a demonstration in your area near you where you'll be able to come and see me live, doing a live show of demonstrating my mediumship. And I look forward and we've already been asked this area by yourself to come and join you in Florida. And you know, I'm really looking forward to that. And hopefully we will be able to get together a little bit later and talk more on that.
Yes, I look forward to it. Yes, yep. I do look forward to that, Mike. And it'll be great. At the end of September, we'll have a big celebration for Archangel Michael. And it will greatly help us.
Okay. Well, I know I'm having messages here saying that we'd love to see me in the USA. And yep, definitely. And it will be a big celebration because it's coming together, isn't it, Sarah? And it's you know, it's wonderful coming together like this on the radio show. But it's absolutely going to be amazing to meet you in person and meet everyone else in person as well. So please send all your messages to mike@mikespirit.fm. Mike@mikespirit.fm. Send me a message where you want to see me. Sarah, it's been absolutely amazing having you on the show, as always.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I know that we've got a couple more minutes. I want to just play this little thing again, and hopefully this technology will be good this time. So let's, fingers crossed, here we go.
International medium Mike Davis, the people psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the request a reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now.
Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the people psychic.
Okay, so if you want to catch me for a private reading, come on over to mikespirit.fm, and there'll be a button on the homepage of mikespirit.fm that says request a reading. Press that, and that's where you'll be able to catch me on Skype. Follow the instructions there. If you don't have Skype, then you can just simply follow the instructions. It will tell you how to download it. I know that my wonderful producer has put all the information in there, and it looks absolutely amazing. And I thank him for doing that, Robert. So thank you again. So that's, come on over to mikespirit.fm, request a reading, follow the online instructions, and I will get back to you with a date for that availability. And look forward to chatting to you all. But Sarah, once again, thank you very much. You've been an amazing guest, and I hope that you will come back very soon.
Yes, I can't wait to be back. And you know, I was thinking as you were talking, Mike, how you and I, when we first did our first radio show, I believe that was sometime in August of last year, we talked about getting together and you coming to the States, and here it'll be about a year later. You know, everything's a process. You will be coming, and you'll be a part of the excitement here in West Palm Beach at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. And it's going to be an honor to have you as our guest here.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Sarah. That is really nice. But it will be my pleasure to come and join you and be a part of the celebrations. It really will.
All right. And if any of your listeners would like to contact me, they can reach me at sarahspiritual.com and then follow the links to either Facebook or to book a reading. That's all available there as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Sarah, again, and we'll chat to you in a little bit. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.